Case number 11,232, Horace D. and Barbara Good, south of Angola Road, east of Dogwood Drive, being lot 25, Block A, within Angola by the Bay Development. Tax map, District 235, map 4.17, parcel 57, a variance from the front yard setback requirements.
Good evening.
Good evening.
For the record, my name is Shannon Carmine Burton. I'm an attorney with the law firm of Sergovic, Carmine, and Weidman. I represent the applicants Horace and Barbara Good, who are seeking a 0.8-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard setback requirement for an existing covered porch. This property is located in the Angola by the Bay development, and the association has no objection to this variance request. Unfortunately, the applicants reside in Pennsylvania and are unable to attend the hearing tonight. As a result, I do have sworn affidavits to submit into the record with respect to their testimony. I'd like to do that at this time with your permission.
Mm-hmm. Yes, please.
And I have one for. In addition to the sworn affidavits, Mr. Gene Hoffman of Prudential Gallo Realtors, the agent for the applicants, is in attendance this evening, and I would like to have him sworn in at this point in time, if permitted.
Okay. Please state your name and address for the record.
Eugene Hoffman, 8 Seaside Drive, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, 19971.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
As supported by the affidavits, the applicants purchased this property with the improvements as existing on December 1st of 1995. In connection with their purchase, they did obtain a survey, which was prepared by Bada & Associates, which is dated November 10th, 1995, and there is a copy of that Bada survey attached as Exhibit A in the affidavits. The Bada survey showed the improvements as meeting the current Sussex County setbacks, and Mr. Bada has confirmed in writing that the survey he prepared was accurate at the time that the work was done. I do also have a copy of his written confirmation that I'd like to introduce into the record. A certificate of compliance was issued by the county on May 11, 1993, for the single-family dwelling with the deck, which included the covered porch, which is of concrete construction. A copy of the certificate of compliance is also attached to the affidavits, and it's attached as Exhibit B. The applicants were unaware of the claimed encroachment or setback violation until they entered into a contract to sell their home, at which point in time the buyers had obtained a new survey, which was prepared by Cotton Engineering. A copy of the Cotton Engineering survey is also attached to the affidavits as Exhibit C. As a result of the discrepancy between the two surveys, the applicants promptly applied for this variance to resolve any issue with respect to the claimed encroachment. As set forth in the affidavits, it's the opinion of the applicants that this property is unique in shape, as it's a long and narrow lot. The variance request is not a result of a hardship created by the applicants. Again, they were unaware of the claimed encroachment until receipt of the Cotton survey. Prior to that, they relied upon the Bada survey, as well as the certificate of compliance that was issued. The variance is necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property. The current covered porch has been in its current location without issue since the dwelling was constructed in 1993, and again, it's made of concrete construction. It's their opinion that the variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, nor will it be detrimental to the public welfare. Again, the Homeowners Association has issued a letter of no objection to this variance request. The applicants have also stated that they have had no complaints about the covered porch since they purchased the property in 1995. And in their opinion, there's no possibility that the property can be developed in compliance with the zoning code at this point in time. And this variance does represent the minimum variance that will afford relief, and represents the least modification possible of the regulation in issue. Mr. Hoffman, based on your communications with the applicants, is it your opinion that the representations that I've made to the board this evening, as well as the sworn affidavits of the applicants, are true and correct to the best of your knowledge and belief?
That is correct.
Thank you, Mr. Hoffman. Based on the record and the sworn affidavits of the applicants, it's our opinion that we have met the standard for granting of the variance, and as a result, I respectfully request that the board grant the variance request. Of course, I'm available for any questions that you may have.
All right. No. Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. Hudson?
No, thanks.
Mr. Records?
You say the shed has been corrected from the 4.72 tenths?
Yes, the only encroachment is the covered porch.
Oh, okay. The shed.
Yes.
That's okay now?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Mr. Workman?
No questions.
Mr. Mills?
No questions.
I'm astounded. I have no questions. Okay. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11,232 based on the fact that there has been a CO issued, and the two surveys, I can see where there was a problem there, and that's where the reason the county issued a CO, I believe. So there is a uniqueness to the property. It's 50 foot wide, and the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property, and the necessary hardship and exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. And the variance will not alter central character of the neighborhood, and the requested variance is a minimum that would afford relief. And I believe the applicant has met the standards for granting a variance, and I've just stated those. And the requested, I believe, is a minimum that will afford relief.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman. We approve case number 11,232. All those in favor of the motion? Again, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons that were stated.
Again, Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
Aye, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,232 is approved.
Thank you.